this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Remember golden days when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. Now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we would never.
Yes, we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to war. For wars we were never meant to win. Folks, I am your host, Maggie Rose, and we have our co-host here. We have Jim Hoffman and Chris Brumbles. Today's date is July the 14th, 2023. And as we're going into a weekend, there is a lot that is going on in the news right now that we want to be sharing with some of you. First of all, we're going to do a little bit of housekeeping, and then I'm going to make an announcement, and then we're going to go into the meat and potatoes. Today, I think we're going to be somewhat flying by the seat of our pants, but actually I know that Chris has, as well as Jim, a laundry list of things that we would like to cover. And folks, I'm just going to kind of go with the flow today on this Veterans Roundtable, or as we call the Patriot Roundtable. So both Chris and Jim, welcome back as the co-host here on the Concord Hour.
Thank you, Maggie.
How you doing, Maggie? Hey, what was going on with Microsoft? That is strange that you said that they were saying. What happened to your computer earlier?
Well, what's been happening, it's been interesting. They've been sending me these notices telling me that if I don't go in there and I don't click on a certain link, that they are going to completely take down my Hotmail that I've had for years and years. It's a rather lengthy Hotmail message, email. Where people can't really spam me or trash me at all. It's the new Concord Hour with Maggie at Hotmail.com. And this is an email I've had with Hotmail and with Microsoft for probably over 10 years. And again, it's the new Concord Hour, all spelled out, like Concord Grapes or the Battle of Concord and Lexington. The new Concord Hour with Maggie at Hotmail.com. Well, then they came up today and they were telling me that it looks like I'm being censored because they don't think that the materials I've been discussing, and the only things I could be discussing is here on Skype, or that they don't like the emails I've been getting. And when you go back over my emails, I've got a lot of incoming emails coming from frontline doctors, from Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Stephen Kirsch about the jabs, about the vaccinations. I've got emails coming in from Dr. Robert Kennedy, where he's personally sending me emails regarding Child's Defense Fund that he founded. So I guess what they're already doing is now they're going and using Microsoft or Hotmail in order to censor. And as you know, this is the month that the globalists are planning to basically send out and start this digital through the banks. So Bank of America, Wells Fargo, banks like JP Morgan, Chase Bank. They're going to try to force all their people to go to digital, where the globalists will be controlling our money. Now, one of the ways that a lot of people are able to fight against this right now is by joining right now their local credit unions.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. And I do believe they're doing the, like they always do, they do a pilot program first. They like to sneak in, and then they try to make it mandatory later.
Right.
But and that's, no, it just got, something got to me. You said that they were threatening to shut you down because they were censoring your email?
Right. They were telling
reading
me.
Reading your emails?
Yeah, they're telling me right now that they're about ready to close down my email, the new Concord Hour with Maggie at hotmail.com.
Oh, say, you know what? Go to Proton Mail.
I already have them. I have Proton Mail right now, but I don't have one under my Maggie Rose account. So I do have actually two Proton email accounts that I started when I was running for governor last year here in Oregon. So I do have those two. And, of course, the Secretary of State has it. Everybody has those two Proton emails. But I really do need to get one that's Proton just for this show. I agree with you.
You know, to me, it sounds like one of the hair sniffers hackers.
Exactly, exactly. And one of the things I did want to share with you guys is the fact that right now, from what I'm understanding, the censoring is so profound, so strong, that it's coming down now. So it's not just Facebook. There's some other platforms that are trying that right now. Now, we have someone in Australia. Her name is, we call her Pack Woman on Skype. And so she's right now listening. She's got some of the people in Australia listening. She has her friends and neighbors listening here to our show every Monday and Friday. And she's also put out the word to some of her conservative radio talk show hosts and broadcasters in Australia about Maggie Rose and about the Concord Hour here. So I want to put a shout out to Pack Woman and all of our friends in Australia down under. Thank you so much for supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. We do appreciate you, Pauline. We love you. And it was a wonderful conversation you and I had over Skype the other day. It was rather lengthy. And to let you know, Pauline, I did get a text message from 107. And he did state that, in fact, I can actually read it to you right now, regarding Australia and the movie Sound of Freedom that will be coming to Australia. He's assured me they're working on that right now. And if there's any problems, he said that we can purchase the videotapes when they come out, the audio tapes, the CDs, the DVDs of the movie Sound of Freedom, and then we can mail them to you there, Pack Woman, there in Australia, so you guys can show it in your churches and your hometowns. He said, of course, there is also a sequel to the Sound of Freedom that's been written, and they've been waiting for that one to come out too, and that one is actually going to be where this first one, The Sound of Freedom, is taking place in South America and Colombia. The sequel is going to actually be about child trafficking in Haiti. He said, from what he does know here, is that Australia is definitely going to get the movie. Australia is not going to be able to stop it. And this is a quote from 107. He said, let her know that it has not yet been released anywhere outside the USA, The Sound of Freedom. But that is coming as well as other media and digital distribution. Relax. Tell them to relax. It will be in Australia. He said, I'm very excruciatingly familiar with what's happening in Australia right now. And he said, it's very painful for him to watch what's happening to you in Australia. And the world is waking up to what happened with your concentration camps during the COVID situation, the children that died within minutes of taking the COVID shots, where they were taken away from their parents, they were taken into a big auditorium, and some of those children an hour and a half, 2 hours later, did not come out the back door, and we were to find out later the children had died while they were being given the COVID shots. So we are aware, Pack Woman, of what is going on in Australia, and that your government is in itself turning around and saying they are a sovereign country and that they want their sovereignty in Australia, but then they're calling some of your conservatives, they're calling them sovereign citizens / domestic terrorists. So people are waking up to what's happening in Australia. Don't think that people aren't becoming very aware. And yes, the Sound of Freedom, one way or another, come hell or high water, it will be in Australia and around the world. Now, with that said, before I go to my other announcement, Jim, would you please make the announcement of what is going on right now with the Robert Lavoie Finnegan in July.
Absolutely. We've got a, we're calling it the Lavoie Finnegan Memorial Ride. This has been delayed, unfortunately, but we're finally getting things put together here. And this is for Robert Lavoie Finnegan, who was murdered by the Oregon State Police and backed up by the FBI. We're going to have a memorial ride for him. We are going to leave on the 28th, which is Friday. We'll drive down to Burns. And then Saturday, the 29th, there'll be a bunch of activities going. And one of the places that we're going to be staying is the Idlewild Campground, and it's on the John Day Burns Highway. And it's just on Forest Road. I've got a zip, but you don't need that. It doesn't have a numerical address that went with it. This is all it has. But anyway, if you can, come on down, join us. We're going to have a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of laughter, but there's going to be a lot of tears. So if you know anything about what happened, you were aware of it, come on down and join us. We want as many people as we can possibly get.
Exactly. And, you know, Jim, I know that you're one of those coordinating this with our mutual friend, and she's very close to you and to Chris Brumbles, Holly Jo Beers. She yes. picked up the ball and ran with it because Daryl Thorne, who first envisioned this, and he's hoping it's going to be every year, he is right now in the Alaskan waters trying to earn a living for his children and his wife. So he has not been able to be as active in the last month as he would like to be. But you and Holly Jo Beers are very much coordinating all this. And I do understand that Janet Finnegan is definitely coming in. She will be a speaker, along with at least one of her daughters. Maybe two daughters are coming. I'm going to be the last speaker of the evening, but I understand our friend here, Chris Brumbles, is going to be speaking. In fact, he will be right after Janet Finnegan. Isn't that awesome?
It is. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I know what Chris is doing. He's stressing himself out. He's making sure he writes the perfect speech, and he's going
to... I already wrote it. I'm not stressing myself out, but... I always give them off the cuff. So I just, the only thing that bothers me is if I forget stuff. You always forget stuff when you get up there, but usually they turn out pretty good. So I'm not worried about it too much.
Well, we're going to try to get you a podium. I talked to Holly Jo the other day, and told her I was going to get that podium if I could.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to read it anyways, but just in case.
Okay. So we'll have the podium there. Jim, is there anything else that people need to know? I know JC and I will probably be getting there on the 27th, probably in the evening. We'll probably be spending the evening of the 27th with Tom Davis, who is one of the cowboys and ranchers that was supporting the Hammonds and also supporting Lavoie Finnegan and Ammon Bundy. And then probably early on the morning of the 28th, we're going to probably go and try to get some of those campsites, and then people can just pay us back later. I'm going to try to get some of those campsites reserved early in the morning of the 28th. So we can, I understand there's at least 8 main campsites, and then there's other little ones that can be around it, right?
Yeah, I've never actually been to this campground, but it looks like it'll hold quite a few people. And there's actually another campground just down the road. And when we get there on Friday, I'll be locating that. So once we fill up in this campground, we can direct people down to the other one. But if we need it, there's also a lot more camping in the area. So don't hesitate. If you think it's going to be too crowded, don't think that. We will find room. They've got a fairgrounds down there, and we could possibly use that as well.
Right. And I did talk to Holly Jo, and she's going to be contacting my friend Jeanette. I haven't spoken to Jeanette for a couple months now, which she's the widow of Robert Lavoie Finnegan. I don't think her new husband's coming with her, but I did tell Holly Jo to let her know that I will bring an extra canopy, an extra table for her materials. She's going to have materials to sell. So I will be bringing an extra table for her, a couple chairs and a canopy, so we can make sure that Jeanette and her daughters are out of the sun.
Good.
So we'll have that covered as well. And I might be bringing a small fire pit. I don't know yet. We have to find out what the conditions are. So again, folks, that's the 28th, 29th, and 30th of July. There's a caravan where Jim Hoffman is going to be leading the caravan up through where he lives, up into Salem, and then heading up to Harney County, to Burns, to Hines. And then I understand there's another group that's gathering on the morning, or afternoon, actually, of the 12 noon on the 27th in Burns, and then from, gathering in Bend, Oregon, and then from Springfield, Eugene, up to Bend, gathering at 12 noon in Bend, and then heading on to Harney County from there. Is that the way you understand it?
Yeah, that's it, but it's not on the 27th. That's actually going to be on the 28th.
So it's the 28th. So the 28th,
right,
people will be leaving Eugene and Springfield on the 28th, meeting at 12 noon in the town of Bend, Oregon. Not North Bend, folks. Don't confuse it. North Bend is on the coast. You want just a plain Bend, B-E-N-D. So Bend, Oregon at 12 noon. And then sometime after that, wherever the sponsors say, then you'll be leaving Bend, Oregon for Harney County.
Yeah, y'all really need a website. Y'all really need to put out a website with all the information on it.
Well, I understand.
Oregon 3% has a website up. And it does talk about this. That's Oregon3%, I believe it's .org.
Okay, Oregon3%.org. Okay, so what I would like to do is first, I have something here that I wanted to play. This was Glenn Beck, and this is something that he just, well, actually, before we do that, let me just bring up the thing here that was actually put out by Jim Caviezel regarding Sound of Freedom. This movie has taken the movie industry by storm. And from what I'm understanding is that they beat out Indiana Jones on the 4th of July. They used less money for the making of this movie than Indiana Jones. And now they're raking in more money than Indiana Jones.
So if I could interrupt you just for a second, I've looked all over now, and I made a mistake last week by saying that they beat Indiana Jones. I don't make very many mistakes, but when I do, I correct them. I think this is like two now in my life. So I'm going to have to put that on the calendar. Plus three, because I thought I was wrong before, and I wasn't. Anyways, it looks like they both made between $11 and $12 million on opening day. Depending on what website you look like, Indiana Jones just edged it out. But Indiana Jones was in 2,000 more movie theaters. So it was like it wasn't a whole lot of money. So basically, it is kicking. It kicked Indiana Jones bahookie. But I just wanted to correct that. And I mean, if you look at three different websites, you're going to get three different numbers of what they sold.
Though I just got off the phone with one of the people that was helping make the movie, and he's informed me now that it turns out that right now Sound of Freedom is actually more successful than Indiana Jones. In fact, he said they're good. Now they've now been able to get it in another 1,200 theaters across the United States.
You got to stay close to the phone, Maggie.
Okay, can you hear me right now?
Yeah, that's better. Yep. Yeah, okay. Well, you know, that's a good thing because, got a lot of resistance from Hollywood, as you well know. Hollywood didn't want it. The Hollywood elites are attacking it. The media is attacking it, calling it a QAnon movie, which is a bunch of baloney. This thing was finished making before QAnon even came on the scene.
Exactly. Right. In fact, from what I understand is when we met with Jim Caviezel in February of 2021, he and 107 were there on stage, and they actually came into the audience with us, and they had Alejandro, who was one of the directors. There was him and Eduardo. Eduardo right now wants to run for president of Mexico, and they told us that they've been trying since 2018, 2019 to get this. Hollywood kept trying to stop it. And finally, in 2021, when we saw it, we were the first ones ever to see the premiere. He said they even took it, and Angel Studios came and said, we're going to buy the rights from Disney because Disney refuses to show it. and they took the rights, Angel Studios, and they took it to Netflix, who turned them down. They took it to Amazon, who turned them down. And so they said, okay, we're just going to go out there and find our own way to sell the tickets. And I think they've surpassed the 200 million by now, I think. Don't you think?
Don't know.
That'd be amazing if they did.
Yeah. Now we
That's
have
a lot
right,
of money.
We have right here, Jim Caviezel said, and I quote, actor Jim Caviezel has responded to the growing number of media smears against Sound of Freedom, saying mainstream journalists fear the movie's success and message. Quote, they're scared, quaking in their boots, and it's because the public are listening to their hearts, which is what this film tells you to do. The actor said in a recent Q&A conducted by the movie's distributor, Angel Studios, quote, when there is evil, real evil in the world, and when love is in your heart, boy, that evil is just as coward to God. So this came as a message from Family Voice Australia. Again, this was actually up on social media from message from Family Voice Australia. So Family Voice Australia is waiting with bated breath for this movie to come to Australia. And one way or another, it's going to happen, folks. So the other thing I wanted to present here to you all, and I don't know how many of you have actually paid attention to Glenn Beck recently, but Glenn Beck got up not very long ago, and he was really angry. And he was angry because there are so many Christians and so many Republicans and conservatives that are still refusing to turn out to vote. And yep. We're going to lose our country if they don't get off their duffs and do something. And I mean, do something like really soon.
I just have to say it like this. I don't know about you, but I'm tired. I am worn out. I am fed up. I've had enough. I am tired of exposing corruption, doing our homework, going overseas and having documents translated to make sure they're exactly right, presenting the evidence. We know what's happening, except then once we expose it, nothing happens. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody pays for a damn thing anymore. Nothing. If you and I did half the things that people in Washington do every day, you and I would go to prison. Clinton got away with it. Even the left knew that the Clinton Foundation was dirty. They sold uranium to our biggest enemy, Russia. Nothing. No. She can take confidential, top secret emails and put them on her server at her home. Something you and I would go to prison for. We would be in prison for the rest of our lives. Not a big deal. Benghazi? No. Not only did we show you that we were gun running to a group in Syria that became ISIS, that's what we were doing in Benghazi. Not only that, but just the killing of a U.S. ambassador, and, might I point out, on Veterans Day, we abandon our troops. Did anything happen? Nope. Nope. Nothing. Nothing. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of actually being open and saying, okay, well, let's look into the spying on this presidential candidate. That's a pretty hefty charge. Were they doing it? And then finding out, yes, they were, and nothing happens. He was colluding with Russia. My gosh, that should be the biggest scandal of all time if that were true. If it wasn't true, and it was started, and evidence, paperwork even showed that they knew, all the way to the White House. You'd think that would be even a bigger story. Lying to the FISA courts, nothing. Creating an enemies list, nothing. Using our own intelligence agencies to assist in this operation, spending millions of dollars on a claim they knew that wasn't true. The collusion on Russia, they knew it before the president was ever elected. A scandal, the loss of billions of tax dollars in Ukraine, no big deal. the lies and the collusion with the Obama administration in Ukraine? No big deal. Hunter Biden, forget about Burisma. What was that, $7 billion? Ha, who cares? Look at Hunter Biden and his father in China. Oh, but we don't have any proof of that. Yes, we do. We have all the proof anyone who cares to be honest needs. We have all the documents on his own frickin' laptop, which have been verified for people that were working with him, who were Democrats, that had those same emails on their computer. Nothing. The scandal of our Justice Department, the deep state, which I didn't believe in 4 years ago. My gosh, you've got to be dead. And probably voting in the last election if you don't see the deep state. The corruption of our media. Our media telling us to deny our own eyes. There's a car on fire. And they're like, oh, nothing's happening here. It's totally peaceful. There's a car on fire behind you. But we're not supposed to notice that. Good has been made evil and evil is made good. They ask you now to don't believe your own eyes, believe us. Our country is being torn apart on the streets by radicals who are marching with no Trump, no Biden, no America signs. But don't worry about that. This is the peaceful group. Really? Our children are being indoctrinated with all kinds of crap, telling them that they're racist because of the color they were born with. The teachers' unions are completely out of control. The lies of Black Lives Matter, Inc. No one seems to care. No one seems to care that Black Lives Matter is actually a corporation. That Black Lives Matter, on their own manifesto, said they wanted to destroy the nuclear family. But that's all fine. Antifa? No. They're not wild in the streets. That's only an idea, yeah, kind of like Nazism was an idea. But yet, if you support the Constitution, if you just say, I want a fair and legal count, you're a radical. You're an anti-government zealot. I've had it. I've had enough. I almost didn't make the show last week. Because this is what I wanted to say to you. Except it would have been followed with, so see you later.
And then he puts his hands and throws the papers in front of him. And then he buries his face in his hands. So I'm going to sit back and I'm going to let Chris and Jim take over the rest of the show.
You know you're not, but that's okay. I'll talk for a little bit. Look, people got to know this country has been invaded by communists and by Marxists, and well, Marxists of all kinds, communists and jihadists, and they're working with the established Uniparty and the media to destroy this country. Now, the first five letters in Democrat is demon, and I tell this to people all the time, and these demons are criminal peddlers of hate and division who want to turn Adam and Eve into Madam and Steve and force our daughters to allow old men to use their showers and toilets while they're hacking off our sons' genitals, all while indoctrinating our children and forcing compelled speech and thought while normalizing insanity. This is dangerous. It's not just dangerous to our country and our children. It's dangerous and it's a threat to national security. And meanwhile, they're trying to take our guns. I mean, look, open your eyes, people. Look at everything going on. The government has been weaponized against us. They don't even try to hide it. I don't let myself get upset, though, because I know I'm not going to give up my rights. And I know that eventually, you know, you can start seeing people wake up a little bit now. Not quick enough, but they're waking up. But he's right. He's right. We should all be sick to death of this stuff. Yep. But there's still people out there that would rather worry about dancing with the stars than going out and raising hell and talking to their politicians. And look here in Oregon what just happened. The Senate could have stopped all the Marxist bills this year They put their jobs on the line. They stepped out, and then five of them came back, ate their own, sold out, and then they passed all these really horrible bills. They sent them to the House. The House didn't even we almost begged the House to walk out. Just walk out for one day. You don't have to pay any penance, any price, no consequences. They wouldn't do it. They let us down. They sold us out again. And from what I understand, we're still looking for the money, but they're supposedly getting $2 million apiece to bring back to their county again so they can get reelected. That's all they care about is the day they're elected and the day they're reelected. 2 days in their life. That's it.
Yep.
We need to, if we don't start getting principled people, we are going to be in a revolution. And it's not going to be fun, people. And it's not going to be 2 years either. I think it's going to be 40 years. But whatever it takes, I don't care. My children are not going to be crawling on their knees in chains. So I'd rather them be dead and me be dead than that.
Yep. Well, I'm glad it's happening in our lifetime just so we can be a part of it. I wouldn't want to wait for this that start happening 3 days after I died, and then I couldn't do anything about it. So I'm grateful for what we're doing. But, you know, people have got to understand, and both Chris and Maggie, you both touched on this, but I'll go into a little more detail. On average, only 43% of the people that are registered to vote turn out to vote. That right there is scary. It's those other people, those 57% of the people that are giving what we have got right now. They're putting us into this position. We've got to get people off their butts to get out and cast their vote. And if you live here in Oregon, you have no damned excuse. It's mailed to you. Vote. Fill it out. But don't just vote because somebody said, hey, this sounds like a good thing. Educate yourself.
Yeah, it isn't good enough to vote. It's not good enough to vote anymore. You got to vote for principled people. You got to
quit looking for
giving handouts and giveaways. And all you do is indebting our great-grandchildren, if they're even going to be around, if they're going to have a country.
And if you ever vote for a Democrat, if anybody ever votes for a Democrat, you're either stupid or you're ignorant. And maybe both. Democrats have caused the biggest problem of this. We got the Republican Party, and I've got a lot of problems with them because they're the lay down party. They're the hooker that's just laying down while we're getting the business end of it. We've got to stop this. And like you said, Chris, we got to get principled people in there. But you need to educate yourself on whoever is running. You got to make sure that those people you cast your vote for are going to stand up and do what you want them to do. That's why you voted for them. You know, but
hookers are better than politicians because you pay a hooker to go away. You pay a politician, they just rob more money from you.
That's right. Exactly.
And at least they're honest about what they are, you know.
Yeah, they're all hookers.
I call them whores, but that's just what I call them. But hey, I just wanted to look at the, I just want to tell Maggie about that. I found this stat here. It looks like 25% of all women are being treated in America are being treated for some form of mental illness. You know that means that 75% of you girls are running around with no treatment. I know that irritates her, so I just had to throw that in.
Oh, that was good.
So there's a new case that has been filed by the Gun Owners of America. And by the way, people, if your NRA sucks, they're going down. They're people. I just saw a big poll by only NRA people, and they are done, pretty much done with NRA. NRA has done nothing but sell us out. I call NRA. I say that stands for not really allies, because they've actually fought against Oregon Firearms Federation before on good gun bills. And the Gun Owners of America is like Oregon Firearms Federation. We have a no-compromise policy, and so do they. In fact, Kevin Sterrett, my boss, used to work for Gun Owners of America before he started OFF. Well, they have a new case they filed against the ATF. It's called Morehouse versus ATF. And the goal of the ATF is obviously total civilian disarmament now. And their plan is termination of the supply. Of the supply chain. So they're trying to stop ATF excuse me, Gun Owners America is trying to stop ATF from running FFLs out of business. ATF is committing all-out war on the FFL industry. They've turned this country into a banana republic, or a third world nation. They have a zero tolerance policy now that you might have heard Sleepy Joe come out and talk about not too long ago, where they rewrote the rules that have been in place forever. They redefining terms and stuff. So the new rules, if you have one mistake, you get your FFL revoked. So again, they're weaponizing the government and they're doing it to take your guns. So Gun Owners of America is seeking an injunction on this zero tolerance and stacking the deck policy. They rewrote all the rules so the ATF can consider everything to be willful violations so they can revoke the FFLs. By removing discretion last year, so they took all their discretion away, ATF found extraordinary circumstances and provided alternate resolutions in only 4.7% of revocation cases. That's pretty low. In 2009, the rule was ATF may revoke it. This is their rule in 2019, excuse me. ATF may revoke a FFL under appropriate circumstances based on an initial set of violations. Then in 2022, they changed it to and this is in quotes, ATF will revoke, will revoke an FFL absent extraordinary circumstances on initial investigation. See how they twist those words around so they can find any reason to take your FFL? So they removed the discretion, they redefined willful, they significantly increased fines. Is this to protect the people or to confiscate firearms, basically? Well, confiscate by proxy. So they're playing a game of how many licenses. On top of this, they're playing a game of how many licenses they can revoke. They're messing with people's livelihood in order to extirpate people's rights. So they have the Spartan database. It's their computer system that decides. It now decides what is willful by using a computer algorithm to make the decision. They're also reopening old investigations now and relooking at them under the new rules. So they want to. They're not happy. They're not happy just taking your guns now. They want to go back and get the ones they missed. So ATF revoked 92 licenses in 2022. That's the most since 2008 and more than triple of 2021. In addition to revocations, ATF has coerced and intimidated FFLs into voluntarily ceasing operations. In fact, the number of FFLs who discontinued business after following a compliance inspection increased from 96 in 2020 to 789 in 2021 to 1,037 in 2022, an overall increase of over 1,000% in 3 years. And this is another dangerous threat to national security. Remember what Richard Henry Lee said, folks? He warned that we should all be armed and trained to use them, especially when young. And now everywhere in the country, they're trying to prevent young people from learning how to use arms too. So they're trying to start World War III. They're trying to start a civil war, and they're trying to disarm you. You can guess what? I got news for you. Since the sixth day of creation, we've had the right given to us by our Father in heaven. It was inherited from him. The right to protect our lives by any means necessary to keep and bear arms, and they will not get my guns. Do not ever let them take your guns, or we'll be another Nazi Germany, because that's what they're looking like. Go ahead, Jim. I got a little bit long-winded there.
We got to remember not only Hitler, Germany, but we got to remember Stalin and Mao, because they did the same things. They disarmed their people.
Well, I was using for an example, people know who Hitler is. Of course,
people know who Hitler is. But let's not forget Stalin and Mao, because, like I said, I believe it was Mao killed over 20 million of his own people.
60 million, my friend, I think. I've actually got stats here somewhere. I can look it up.
Look them up, because last I read, it was 20. But still, the point is, that's all they're going to do here as well. If they disarm us, guess what? All the people that speak out against them, they'll come and, well, we don't know. Will they just shoot them? Will they take them to re-education camps? We have no idea. But let's not put ourselves in a position like that. Let's do something. Let's stand up, people, and start holding these people accountable. Listen, one time, I think it was about 8 years ago, Oregon 3%, we overwhelmed the Marble Nut House, and that is our capital in Salem, Oregon. It's all made out of marble. That's why I call it the Marble Nut House. But we overwhelmed them with phone calls and emails. We shut them down. They were scared of us. We need more people to do the same thing. Start getting all your friends to email your legislators. The ones that are coming up with the bad bills, go after them. Ones that are coming up with good bills, thank them. But go after the bad ones that are doing the bad bills. Go after the bad people that are in office.
You got to explain that to me. What do you mean the ones that are, what good bills?
Well, there have been a few good bills. I haven't seen one in a while. Well, that's what I'm saying. I haven't seen one in a while. So I'd be hard pressed to do that.
It doesn't matter. You know what? I'd like to give them about 5 years off. That's what I'd like to do. I don't want any more bills. I tell you what, these so-called good bills the Republicans write, they do that for publicity. It doesn't even matter because they have no say. The Democrats tell them go sit in the corner and shut up. And that's what they do. Until they finally step out, they finally deny a quorum, and they had them by the cojones. They only need to stay out one more week. They could have crushed that. And the excuses I'm getting now from these legislators are, well, we made the bills better. Well, yeah, that's like me telling the Jews that they were gonna make you walk to the concentration camps, but I got you a ride, so I made it better for you. So you can die twice as quick. That's like deciding to get shot in the chest instead of the head. They did not make anything better. They sold us out for personal gain and for politics.
Yep.
And there is no good bills. And just in my opinion, I'm not attacking you, Jim. I'm just giving you something to ponder here.
Okay, I have a question from JC.
I've been involved a long time. I've watched them. Like I said, currently, no, I couldn't tell you any. Over my lifetime, yeah, I've seen some good bills come out. Not many.
Okay, I have a question here from JC.
Okay.
He said that he heard in the news today about the National Defense Bill, and he wanted to know what you guys know about it and how it is that it got passed. Supposedly, Kirby is claiming that the anti-woke defense bill, that's the anti-woke defense bill, is putting troops and military readiness at greater risk. Supposedly, the Biden administration has warned, and I don't really understand what this means, but it says that the Biden administration has warned that the importance of what is going on, and he said, this is the National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, he claimed that the left-wing policies Republican lawmakers condemn are actually essential for military readiness. On Friday, the House of Representatives nearly passed the National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA, on Friday, today, which Republicans have touted for pushing back against the woke Pentagon policies. Most Democrats rejected the bill due to the hotly debated amendments that would curb the Pentagon's abortion travel reimbursement policy, transgender medical procedures, and diversity, equity, inclusion, the DEI programs throughout the military. So what the government wants to do is they want the taxpayers to pay for military people to have abortions or to have transgender medical procedures done on them.
Yep, and let's not forget, Kirby also mentioned mental health. Well, I'm sorry, if you're transgender, you need mental health, and you don't need to be in the military.
Well, I'm sorry, but there's no such thing as transgender. I'm just telling you. If you think about the word, it's just a made-up word.
Well, yeah, but we all understand it because we know what it means.
It doesn't matter if we understand it. If we give in to the propaganda, then it becomes part of our language.
Give it a new name.
Well, here's another one here. Defense Secretary.
Psychopath. How about that?
Yeah, it says here Defense Secretary has new guidance now. And this is shocking to me. You know, you guys all were in the Army. JC and I were each in the military over 30 years apiece, and 10 of those were active duty for me. It says Defense Secretary's new guidance on drag shows. Drag shows on military bases now has an immediate impact. Drag shows on Nellis Air Force Base. Oh, my goodness. It's saying here that they're going to have drag shows on military bases, including on Nellis Air Force Base. I mean, this is shocking to me.
Yeah. They've tried a couple months ago. They were going to have a drag show. I can't remember what base it was. But because of the, let's just say, anger coming from the public, that was shut down. So, see, our anger can do something.
Well, this is why Sleepy Joe had to call up reserve troops, because they can't get anybody to enlist because you go broke. Look at Disney. They're suffering. They're losing money on movies and parks. Hollywood's down $790 million on the last eight movies. Budweiser's done. They were first. They were the first biggest selling beer. Now they're not even in the top 10. God bless America. God bless Americans. Keep the good work going. Go woke. Go broke. Bring back sanity. These idiots. We need to keep speaking with our wallets, and we need to quit voting for these morons to go in. You know, Aristotle said if you didn't vote, you get people dumber than you in there. Now, I'm ad-libbing, of course.
Now, have you heard of the guy? It's called Conservative Dads. And what they've done is they've come up with a beer. And this beer is going to be spreading all across the country. Now, I don't drink beer. Neither does my husband anymore. But this Conservative Dads has said, what we are going to do is we are going to produce this beer called the Ultra Right. That's U-L-T-R-A and then the minus sign and then R-I-G-H-T, the Ultra Right. And it is actually put out by a group now called Conservative Dads. And I saw the ad and it was awesome.
I've heard about that. I want to buy a six pack. I probably won't drink, but maybe one, because I don't drink beer. I just want to try it. But yeah, I'd like to buy one. Buy a six pack anyway.
Well, here I would like to.
I have a quick announcement, if I may.
Yeah.
Well, I got two. So 2 days ago, I believe it was, the governor of this state signed the 2005 Scary Ghost Gun Bill. And even though it's unconstitutional, even though ATF's redefining of hunks of metal as firearms was found unconstitutional by the courts, they were forced to take it off of their rules. And I just got a text from Kevin and 114 in the federal courts. The federal courts chick said, "Oh yeah, that's fine. It's not unconstitutional at all." Which is, it's unconstitutional about 18 ways from Sunday. So this is what we've got. We got a bunch of morons that can't even define a woman that are legislating from the bench. And then you got a bunch of morons that are being elected into the government that are just, they don't care if they're unconstitutional. So you know what? Eventually the people will have to take get back their government. This pisses me off.
Yes, so, yes.
But now we're still protected on 114 in state court. They're not having their trial until September, and it's still got an injunction on it. So hopefully the state court will have common sense. If this 114 ever got to the Supreme Court of the United States, they would laugh it out of court. It's so unconstitutional, especially under the guidelines of Bruin and Heller both. So Yeah, I don't trust the courts. I don't trust them at all.
No, I haven't trusted them for a long time.
Yeah.
Now, what was the second announcement, Chris, you had for us?
What's that?
What was the second announcement?
Well, that was two of them. I told you about the ghost guns and 114.
Right, right.
But you know what? If you want me to keep talking, I do have something I can talk about.
Go ahead.
So Massachusetts... It's got this ominous gun control bill coming out. Now, Massachusetts, you remember, Paul Revere right now has raised from the dead. He's running around saying the gun grabbers are coming. The gun grabbers are coming. He's not talking about the redcoats anymore, or the lobster backs or whatever he called them. And this omnibus bill, this is just insane. This is Massachusetts. It's supposed to be where the cradle of liberty. And so this guy named Michael Day sponsored what he called the Modernized Firearms Act. It redefines this quote unquote assault fire style firearms. So now a barrel there or a receiver are both firearms to be more extensive and bans almost all semi-automatic rifles from civilian ownership. It redefines firearm into a broader term that includes stun guns, mandates safe storage. And by the way, stun guns are arms. They've been said by the court to be arms. Anything you can use offensively or defense is considered an arm, because that's how it was defined back in the 1700s. And, of course, you know, you go back to the times and use their language. So it mandates safe storage, which has also been found unconstitutional. Mandates registration of all guns and feeding devices. Language for new residents and on the serialization of guns. It mandates reporting of any modifications to firearms. Mandates reporting any itemized list of parts that you use. Mandates serializing your magazines. It mandates privately made guns that need to be registered within 7 days of being built. It bans anyone under 21 from acquiring or carrying semi-automatic firearms. It bans anyone from 15 or under from even touching a gun. It forces, even with their parents around, forces new requirements for firearm retailers, forces new training mandates for law-abiding gun owners. It adds additional prohibited areas, so they're going to make their free murder zones expanded. So they're going to expand those. And so they have FID cards there. They're going to now be your long gun card. You have to have a... If you fail to report an address change, you lose your FID card. There's no exemption for travelers, which violates the safe passage provisions of the Firearm Protection Act. So if you're just driving through Massachusetts and you got a gun in your trunk and they find out and it doesn't comply with them, you might spend some time in jail. Mandatory reporting of any modifications you make to your firearms. I think I already said that. Only FFLs can sell mags. If your FID card is expired, they will confiscate it and call the cops on you. Mandatory, and of course, this is another thing, part of 114, mandatory pre-purchasing training. What other rights has mandatory training? Does anybody know? Do you have to get trained to have free speech? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Large capacity firearms, whatever that means, must be locked and secured while in your vehicle. And you have to register your magazines now. And it possibly mandates smart technology and new firearms, which is not possible now. They found out it just doesn't work. And so this is what they're doing, people. In the day when we finally we get two or three good Supreme Court cases back to back, and they violate them even harder. We have nothing but runaway tyranny in our government. Back to you, Jim.
Well, here, I can't argue with anything you said there, so I'll just go off on another one.
Okay.
If we're going to save this country, we need term limits, and we need those now. Elected official stays in office from the time they graduate college until whenever they decide to retire. It's not supposed to work that way. And I don't know if everybody here remembers. I'm sure a few people will. There's a gentleman by the name of Jack Abramoff. He was the highest priced and most powerful lobbyist in D.C., and when we were screaming about term limits, and I'm going to say this is probably close to 25 years ago, a group of us were trying to do it then. He came out, he heard about it, and he came out and he says, no, you don't want term limits. It'll ruin everything that's set up. Well, he winds up going to prison. This is Jack again. He winds up going to federal prison for some shady stuff he did as a lobbyist. When he comes out of prison, I was watching the interview with him, and he said, you need term limits. He said, the reason why I came out against it, he said, it would take me normally 2 to 3 terms to get somebody to vote the way I want them to. There's where term limits will help us, because the lobbyists will lose a lot of their power.
Yes, I totally agree with you on that. Well, folks, we're coming to the end of the show. Wow. Remember what Chris Brumbles is saying, how important our Second Amendment is, what we need to be able to deal with is tyranny. Republicans, conservatives, Christians, and others, all of you need to turn out to vote. And the reason why things are happening in this country the way they are is because too many of you conservatives, too many of you Christians, and too many of you Republicans are too lazy. You're not turning out to vote. And for those of you that are in states, blue states, and others where you mail in the vote, you need to insist on being able to go back to the voting polls again. Before we come to the end of the show here, I want to let you all know that my good friend Daniel on the East Coast, former Special Forces, has been very involved with the ufology and with the federal government and others dealing with what is really going on in the what we call the UFO world. Now the federal government's coming forward admitting that we've had others here for, you know, thousands and thousands of years, and that their technology is way beyond ours, and that we're actually being given some of their technology in exchange for other things. Well, Daniel's going to be coming up on Monday with us. And again, he was former Army Special Forces, and he's very deeply involved with some activities going on with the federal government right now and with law enforcement. He'll be talking about some of the things that have been going on, some of the predictions he made with me back in 2017, 2018, and early 2019 when he warned me that there was a pandemic coming that was going to be created by the deep state. But I was not permitted to share that on radio for many reasons, not the least of which people would have thought that I was crazy if I shared with you guys what was coming. But he also let me know in September, October, November, and December of 2019 about ivermectin and some of these other things that he knew that would be helpful around the world. Again, he'll be with us on Monday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and he will be hailing us from the East Coast. I wanted to play this one thing real quickly before the end of the show. And I want to thank you, Jim and Chris, so much for the wonderful contributions you've made to today's show. This is Smokey and the Conservative Dad. Here we go.
Yep, that's me, Conservative Dad. You're probably wondering how I got here. It's been a wild ride, but I'm just getting started. This is an unlikely story of a fed-up American who had enough of the woke beer companies and decided to do something about it. I'm on a mission, and I won't stop until all Americans have a 100% woke-free American beer company they can be proud of again. We'll face obstacles along the way, but nothing will stop us, not even a woke beer Smokey.
There's a sharp view for T-Justice. I'm in high-speed pursuit of a conservative dash with a load of ultra-right beer.
Hey, Conservative Dad here. Jump in. We're going to go for a little drive. I got a woke beer Smokey on my tail.
Let me have a sandwich and a bag of chips and make it fast. I'm in a hurry.
Why are you such a hurry there, Sheriff?
I'm in high-speed pursuit with Conservative Dad.
Well, this Conservative Dad, you bank robber?
Bank robber? Bank robbing's nothing compared to what this dude's been doing. He almost destroyed one of America's biggest woke beer companies selling ultra-right beer. He made a complete mockery of the woke corporation.
Well, I hope you catch up to him. He's mad, Sheriff.
Much obliged.
Woke corporations have spent years quietly...
And folks, there's going to be a lot more to that. Thank you.
Tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.